taken to agenda item number four. The early implementation of tenancy control measures by governments to alleviate the burden of living of the grassroots. Quite comprehensive agenda item, I would say. It is moved by Mr. Michael Pang and by Mr. Angus Wong. The whole issue of tenancy control, a territorial issue. If Mr. Angus Wong, in the absence of Michael Pang, would you take the floor?
Yes, sure.
今天就跟陳柏卓其議員就提出了這個動議，就是其實都要求政府盡快來到去就業租務管制來到去立法。其實現在都可以見到的狀況就是香港各區的不適住住屋問題同樣是非常嚴重。而南區正正就是一個有很多這類型的住屋的，亦都有這類型的住屋。其實除了說的是三無大廈的劏房之外，就是以外呢， 以至到是例如是屋邨的一些的劏房，寮屋的劏房等等。其實呢，他們面對著其實除了那個講緊租務管制，其實經常性講到一個有關於租金的那個管制上面呢是沒有之外呢，其實講緊是住屋的環境呢，同樣呢都是備受人哋批評。其實而家呢香港的經濟呢是越來越差啦。 加上呢就公屋亦都係即係未有耐可以即係能夠得到一個合理嘅上樓嘅時間啦，而家都講緊起碼都要去到5.7年啦先上到樓。咁其實好多嘅基層嘅住户呢，其實呢都係被迫呢要嚟到去選擇呢啲嘅即係一啲嘅不適切嘅住屋呢嚟到去過住先，即係嚟到去有個瓦遮頭住住先。咁但係呢偏偏呢呢一啲嘅住屋呢， 其實呢就係有好多剝削嘅地方呢係喺入面嘅。咁其實即係而家運房局林鄭月娥啦，咁其實講咗好耐啦，即係呢個議題我諗由2004年突然之間取消，去到而家一刻啦，終於都講話啊，即係嚟緊呢會做一個立法嘅工序，而家呢就喺呢個研究嘅階段啦。咁亦都係即係睇返書面回覆呢，就啊講到嗰個劏房租務管制研究工作小組呢，其實過去呢亦都呢有好多嘅 一啲會議，以至到實地考察，佢哋有落去即係深水埗嘅劏房啊嚟到去睇過啊，即係睇過。咁但係呢，其實好老實咁講，即係呢一度咁固然之，佢哋係有努力做緊嘅。咁但係好老實咁講，即係贊完啦，亦都有啲嘢呢係能夠呢希望喺呢度今日呢攞出嚟講一講，就係其實佢哋嘅諮詢嘅過程呢，即係縱使佢哋有做一啲實地考察之外呢，咁其實諮詢嘅過程呢依然呢都係欠奉啦。咁因為其實呢， 佢哋過去只係搞過兩次嘅公眾諮詢，一次喺網上，一次喺實體。咁以至到啦，咁今日啦，咁運房局啊，以至到研究工作小組，其實都冇揾人嚟到嘅。其實研究嘅工作小組佢哋呢，本身呢係冇揾人呢落去睇過，例如南區咁樣樣有一啲特別嘅劏房嘅，例如寮屋嘅劏房啦。咁佢哋呢都係呢一方面嘅研究呢，其實物呢都係比較少。咁所以呢，其實縱使呢，佢哋喺3月嘅立法會度有講過話，會涵蓋呢一啲嘅劏房都好呢，其實呢， 諮詢以至到係了解嘅層面上面呢，都令到公眾呢係有所質疑。咁除此以外啦，咁其實呢，佢哋之前呢有一啲即係不同嘅報道啦、不同嘅新聞啦，以至到係佢哋有放風講到嘅一啲嘢呢，咁其實入邊嘅內容呢，亦都係有好多嘅劏房嘅租户呢係表示關注嘅。例如講緊每年加租嘅上限係15%。 定到15%，或者係2+2，兩年3約、兩年4約嘅一個方案，以至到係啊，例如講到有關於訂立一個嘅資訊嘅平台，咁樣呢嚟到去防止一個嘅即係一個嘅租客同租户嘅資訊嘅不對等，以至到係仲有嗰個標準租約。 咁但係呢，其實呢喺入面呢有好多嘅細節位呢都係未講清楚。咁例如有關於嗰個租金加幅嘅上限啦，咁以至到係到底濫收水電嗰度嘅狀況係點樣樣呢？係咪全部都會透過一個嘅標準租約嚟到去處理呢？其實濫收水電呢，正正其實係好多我諗相信真係全港好多區只要有劏房嘅，其實都會面對嘅狀況嚟。即係例如最近，即係我最近收到嘅個案，正正就係啊，就係喺 香港仔有個嘅個案就係，佢哋呢就有一排疫情關係，佢哋冇抄到標，咁然後呢個業主呢就將所有嘅呢啲嘅電費嘅嘢呢就轉嫁落佢哋度，無啦啦呢就收到佢哋一筆好高昂嘅一個嘅電費嘅附加費。咁其實呢可以見到呢， 現在租戶面對著種種的這種壓迫，其實租務管制呢很有需要呢，例如就著租金的加幅呢，是能夠更加貼近那個的通貨膨脹，貼近他們的工資，以至到是例如他們的水電濫收的狀況是一定要規管，以至到安全的環境、衛生的環境、維修的責任，這些都要在租約度定名的。啊，我都本身也很希望今天有官員來到這裡，來到去有一個討論，能夠收集回可能各區例如有劏房的狀況，會不會可以在這裡能夠表達到一個意見呢？都很希望以下的環節是開放討論的。啊，麻煩了。
She hands up. Is it a push order? Yes, please go ahead.
主席，我支持个动议嘅，不过咧，我想就住嗰个规程咧，就问一问咧。呢一个议题咧，明显咧一个全港性议题嚟嘅。就咁之前咧，就政府不嬲都系喺度讲紧话啊，区议会咧只系应该系去讨论南区嘅事务啦。咁但系今次全港性议题又点解会接纳咧？系咪？咁我哋都知道啦。咁头先阿黄议员都有讲及到咧，就系其实林郑月娥特首咧系喺前一排都提出呢啲咁样嘅建议。咁既然政府系有打算咁样做啦，咁系咪？區議會提出一些支持政府政策的議項就可以被接納呢？即使那樣東西是全港性議題，這樣的話呢，是不是想將區議會呢變成一個忠誠的區議會呢？如果是這樣的話呢，下一次我們是不是提出一個全港支持國安法立法，或者是支持這個改善選舉法例這些這樣的議程，就可以會被接納呢？是不是？還有呢，接納了之後的話，政府部門又沒有出席，究竟是一個怎樣的安排呢？我想政府部門，我不知道 DO 又不在這裡，有哪位秘書 是可以回應這個問題的。
Secretary, would you like to respond on the issue of the absence?
係，多謝主席。咁其實我哋秘書處會就住每一個個別嘅議題去問翻有關嘅政策局同部門啦。咁經過諮詢有關嘅政策局同部門之後咧，佢哋都係冇反對將呢個議題納入今次嘅委員會會議個議程入邊嘅。唔該。
Sure, but on the absence, then why the absence? So they're happy to have it discussed, but then they don't show, so that seems to be quite useless.
是主席，咁我哋其实会前都有邀请佢哋嚟出席会议嘅，咁正如佢哋个书面回复入面提出啦，其实佢哋因为另有公务嘅关系，咁所以佢哋就未有派员出席咁样。
Okay, now if they're occupied, then I give them another opportunity to join our next meeting, and we'll have the agenda item deferred and continued at our next meeting so that they have a chance to come by. If they couldn't make it this time, then let's give them 2 months' notice for our next meeting. Mr. Angus Ho, would you support that we leave this item for the next meeting and just leave it an open item and give government an opportunity to join us next time? Obviously, they were a bit flustered by your request for attendance and they couldn't attend. So maybe if they have 2 months' notice, they can attend next time. And with that, I would also suggest we ask for some information, and specifically on the addresses of the SDUs in the Southern District and the addresses of the 3 nil buildings in the Southern District. I think it would be good to have that information available. Mr. Kevin.
主席，我明白你个好意嘅，不过咧就第一咧就今次唔嚟，我唔相信咧系一个通知期唔够嘅原因啦。第二咧就如果等多两个月嘅话咧，可能政府个政策已经出咗嚟啦。咁出咗嚟，咁再倾呢一个议程，再讲呢个动议嘅系冇乜意义嘅。咁所以咧，即使今日佢冇嚟到啦，咁我谂呢个动议我谂都系讨论咗先，可能有个表决。但我都系对于政府或者民政处咁样嘅安排，即系毫无准则。我哋之后嘅话咧，点样系去？合理地期望或者是去拿捏政府会接纳哪一定的议程呢，哪一些呢才是全港性议题不可以讨论的呢，是不是？所以呢这个呢我相信即民政处或者其他部门都好，或者是民政局是需要很清晰地是给回区议会一个指引，是不是？如果不是的话呢，是很 arbitrary 的，是不是？也是很不合理的。
Okay, well, may I seek your permission that we leave that with the Secretary to respond in writing after this meeting. In the meantime, I take the suggestion that we should deal with the motion, and then we can come back to a short discussion on what we want to do with the agenda item, other than only dealing with the motion. So I wonder whether there is anybody who wants to make any statement, otherwise we can go straight to the motion. Angus and the rest of the members, what do you think? Is there a need for a further discussion, or would you like to just deal with the motion right away? Yes, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Rent control is a very controversial topic academically and politically, and also not just in Hong Kong, but around the world. It is extremely difficult to come up with any meaningful conclusions in such a short time period, let alone the time span discussing this motion. It requires a much longer time span to exchange ideas and discuss in details of what the policy might entail. Therefore, I will abstain from voting. The decision is not a reflection of me siding with any private landlords. In fact, I feel for the people living in subdivided flats. Spending more than half of the family income in these subdivided flats in the first world city like Hong Kong is just absurd. I'm just particularly worried that, you know, about inviting the government to intervene in the private rental market. Not only it does not always end up great, but it might be counterproductive, except in Germany. It's also that, you know, rent control might not be the panacea to improve the living conditions of the poor in Hong Kong. Without looking into the issue more deeply, I hold the belief that providing temporary or transitional housing or prioritising the application to council housing remain to be the only ways to get them out of this housing trap, rather than legitimising the existence of the split units in the private rental market through rent controls.
All right, that's a clear statement. Free marketeer you are. Mr. Angus Ho, would you like to take the floor on your agenda item, on your motion, I believe, unless somebody else wants to speak on the topic first.
多謝，我諗其實呢個動議，咁我固然之就都希望即係政府嚟到盡快就住呢件事立法，咁亦都咧係希望咧係。即係能夠諮詢嗰個嘅層面咧，能夠廣泛啲，咁所以其實今日喺呢度提出個議程，咁我諗即係除咗係一個即係區議會嘅一個嘅一個嘅表態之外咧，咁其實更加係希望咧政府能夠落嚟呢度咧，係能夠咧係同即係公眾嚟到去可能有一個對話，以至到係有一啲嘅即係叫更廣泛嘅諮詢啦。咁樣咁其實而家呢個嘅租務管制其實係涵蓋緊一啲嘅即係叫做即係不適切住屋啦，即係啲嘅劏房嘅一個嘅狀況啦。咁其實啱啱即係除咗講到嗰個租金嘅嗰樣嘢，即係租金嘅升幅，其實更加係講緊一個即係租住權嘅議題，即係一個即係到底佢哋會唔會即係經常面對俾人逼遷，經常面對會可能。個維修責任都搞唔清嘅，咁其實即係之前疫情，咁其實正正就係有個狀況啦。我諗可能大家都有留意到，就係嗰個渠道嘅狀況，即係渠道嘅狀況。咁其實好多嘅業主可能都有同過我哋嚟到去講過，就係話啊喂，依啲可能未必係佢自己個人住嘅，咁佢覺得唔關自己事嘅，咁佢咪唔搞咯。咁但係其實入邊住緊劏房嘅居民咧，其實咧係可以係正正就面對緊呢個狀況，正正就面對緊一個。他們困住了一個可能有機會傳播疫症的一個的環境裡面，更加就是一些消防的問題，其實過去都沒有 cover 到，即是其實過去的法例上面以至到其實是沒記錯是即是舊式那種的即是租務管制其實都沒有 cover 到，但是現在你不適住住房的問題嚴重了的時候，我們都很希望呢，即是這個租務管制呢不是說即是林鄭月娥喂就這樣隨便整舊東西，即是整回以前這樣就當算，也都是一個即是希望是一個全面一點，一個是 cover 回即是不同形式的住屋的一個問題。另外這個呢就 beside on 那個的動議，另外呢都是提翻政府呢，就這個租務管制必須要是跟租津呢是來到去同時並行，即不是即管制完之後可能個市場的狀況，即不知道剛剛都講到一個 free market 的問題，即所以政府呢更加是要幫助這些的即的基層的市民呢來到去即係喺住屋嘅問題上面解決翻，即係呢個狀況咧，係希望咧政府咧嚟到去處理。係啦，暫時係咁多。
Okay, so with that, is anybody else to speak, or is Mr. Angus Ho moving his motion? Keller?
是啊，主席，这个初步看一个经济问题，不过呢，就我一路都是当这个一个政治议题来的，或者你叫做一个政治经济学问题啦。如果你纯粹讲经济的话，我想大把的文献啊，那些右派经济学家呢，会同你讲翻啊，中毛管制一定是不可能违反这个自由市场经济啊嘛。但是这个，我想在香港已经是够自由了。 香港的整体的政策，尤其是经济政策呢，是全世界这么多年来，二十几年来，是向资本倾斜，是对劳工非常之不公道、不公平，在业主和租客之间的天平呢，已经是远远地向这个业主那边倾斜了。那这个倾斜制度对哪些人最有利，哪些人受害最大呢？很明显就是 香港最低下階層的農屋的居民、劏房的居民，大家亦都會睇到啲報道或者係啲數字，農屋或者係呢個劏房嘅居民佢哋嘅尺租咧，平均去計嘅話係高過呢個豪宅嘅。頭先有其他議員都有講及到，呢個係非常之荒謬嘅一種現象嚟嘅。 咁喺香港係一個非常之富裕嘅城市，但係咧，我哋有咁多嘅窮人居住喺一個咁荒謬嘅劏房入邊，呢啲我係覺得香港應該係引以為恥嘅一種現象。而我相信，即係我哋政府又好，議會都好咧，係應該盡一份力嘅。咁雖然咧，我哋係冇乜約束力都好，咁但係喺立場上邊咧，都要好清晰地咧，係做一個咁樣嘅表態咧，要去支持咁樣嘅政策。 係去幫助我哋最叫做弱勢嘅社群啦。咁頭先黃議員都講咗好多而家劏房租户或者係其他租客咧所面對嗰啲問題，我唔多講咁。但係我只係強調咧，就我哋係必須亦都係應該咧係去對而家香港作為一個叫做最自由嘅經濟體系呢種咁樣嘅大政策咧係要有啲微調。 我哋唔需要大幅改動，變成一個社會主義國家、社會主義制度。但係我哋需要有啲微調。我哋嘅資本主義係需要有啲温情。我哋嘅資本主義係咧係應該向呢個弱勢嘅社群咧有更加多嘅關注。咁呢啲咁嘅關注唔係口頭上去講，唔係派錢，而係需要喺制度上邊咧係去幫助佢哋。如果唔係嘅話咧，嗰啲嘅現象咧會不斷咁樣持續落去，佢哋造成嘅社會問題咧係會越嚟越大，佢哋嘅下一代咧係見唔到將來嘅，見唔到未來嘅人咧會對呢個社會、對呢個城市係絕望。唔該。
Well, the land revenue is the target for governments, and the developers are a tool to achieve high land revenues. So I'm not sure to what extent the discussion about free economy is helpful given the business model of governance and financial secretary interest in raising land revenues. But I think it makes a point. We have another speaker lined up, Jonathan here.
多謝主席。 首先就呢個議題咧，我相信唔係大家可能大家當然會有唔同意見啦。但我唔相信係一個咁簡單一刀切話一定點樣好點樣唔好嘅一個方向嚟嘅。因為最主要問題係而家我哋劏房面對嘅問題，除咗係可能水電啊嗰啲有濫收嘅情況啦，呢個絕對存在啦。咁我哋好贊成係譬如 要裝返啲獨立嘅水電啊，咁政府或者點樣幫佢哋容易啲做到呢一樣嘢去解決而家嘅燃眉之急啦。但係如果話純粹去劏房嘅租金管制啊嘅所有措施呢，我都會亦都會擔心呢，係令到嗰啲人呢，即係業主出租呢啲單位嘅誘因減少。咁如果真係發生咁嘅情況嘅時候呢，咁社會好多人去選擇去住劏房，其實唔係一個 唔係一個好大嘅選擇嚟嘅，冇得揀㗎嘛。咁如果供應少咗，咁會唔會剩返做嗰啲就話諗下點樣優化囉，點樣收到啲租金啊，或者點樣靚啲啊，或者唔做啊？咁即係呢個係好唔係大家諗到咁簡單，就話我減咗租金就好似公屋咁樣，咁啊幾多錢就租到啦。但係會有供應少咗嘅問題㗎嘛。咁如果嗰啲人如果冇得揀又點算啊？ 即係唔係，我覺得唔係公屋嗰個思維咁簡單嘅。即係我擔心，即係呢個租務管制其實會好心做壞事嘅。所以呢、這個議題入邊，我真係冇辦法好明確咁樣話贊成定反對。我會投棄權票，多謝主席。
All right, I think everybody had Chairman.
多謝主席。我對於一個，我諗即係其實大家見到呢個租務管制咧，咁啊過去大家喺社會裏邊嗰啲討論都已經十分之熱烈㗎，即係左右兩邊咁都係香港其中一個左右兩邊鬧交鬧得最狠嘅其中一個議題嚟嘅。咁啊可能僅次於究竟啲私家車嗰啲嘅問題。咁咧就呢一個就係第二個比較多人鬧交嘅一個議題嚟。但係鬧交還鬧交咧，我覺得即係係要有一啲方向去要進行，即係究竟你鬧完之後，大家都明白，即係究竟而家status quo 維持現狀，咁係咪一個可行嘅方法咧？咁樣，咁如果唔係一個可行嘅方法嘅時間，咁都總係要諗一啲辦法咧，係去點樣行落去嘅。咁所以即係作為一個都係基層出身啦，又係讀社工出身嘅人咧，咁我對於一個社會有一個咁嘅狀態，而我哋係好似視而不見咁多年以來咧，即係其實即係講好多年，咁但係都一直都冇人理咧，或者個政府都係冇乜作為咧，其實呢個係令人覺得非常之震惊和遗憾的一件事。我自己倾向是会觉得有一些这样的管制是应该的。当然有一些大家去讨论的时间，就是究竟那个管制是管得有多严，那个管制是究竟可以去到多仔细。那我觉得这些问题是应该也要去考虑要去看的。就是虽然我自问都是一个算是中间偏左的，即是在经济学上是在这个 social economically level 咁呢是这样的人啦，但是呢我同样地会相信呢，即是在一个社会里面呢，我们不是纯粹说我们自己的理念就一定要赢晒所有东西，个社会是这么多人的时间呢，是一定有一些不同的 compromise 要去处理，所以我亦都会相信呢，即是一些的政策呢，在一个大方向我同意是应该要去做的同时，我是会相信亦都是需要政府呢是要去再吸纳多些不同的声音，去确保那样东西行出来是不是纯粹是一个灵活的游戏。即是灵活是没什么着数的，即是我看在租务管制这一番亦都是没什么着数，即是过去那些你租务管制完之后大家就不再放租啊，你更加少楼啊，然之后就更加没人会租到楼啊，这一类这样的讲法，虽然我自己感覺都有啲危言聳聽嘅情況嚟嘅，咁但係同樣地，我覺得既然大家有啲咁嘅issue raise 咗出嚟嘅時候咧，我都係覺得應該要去 deal with 呢啲嘅concern 嘅。咁最後咧，我都係同意頭先阿徐遠華議員嗰、那個就住規程嘅查詢咧，我係同意我哋而家咧係完全冇任何嘅準則嘅。可能我哋之後個準則會清晰啲，就係、是、總之支持政府或者係政府提出過嘅嘢就可以就算。是全港议题都无所谓，即是我们可能迟啲见到佢打呢个大地产商嘅时候，我哋支持佢打大地产商咧，可能啲议题应该都入到嘅。咁但系其他嗰啲咧，我就相信应该难啲嘅啦。唔该，主席。
All right, I think Angus, is anybody else who likes to speak on this topic? I think the philosophical, political, economic debate continues here. I want to draw a line, though. Although I think this is a very... Is it your final round? Angus, would you like this side of the table to speak first, and as the mover of the motion, that you conclude so we can move forward? Please.
主席，唔好意思啊，因为咧就我哋非常之难得咧，系可以讨论一个全港性议题啊嘛，系咪啊？咁我哋都系区议会咧，系不甘于咧，净系讨论呢啲加下呢个小巴站上盖啊，改下啲渠盖啊，呢啲咁嘅问题，呢啲嗰啲好重要嘅。但我觉得系全港性议题，既然咁难得嘅话咧，咁我哋需要咧系多啲嘅发挥啦。咁啊，首先阿大主席讲佢中间偏左啦，咁好明显，我第一轮嘅发言系显示我呢个咁样嘅明显嘅立场咧，我亦都。不恥於有咁樣嘅立場，甚至係非常之自豪地咧，係持呢種咁樣嘅立場咧。我諗頭先啦，阿 Jonathan 講到呢、這個 可能有好多嘅爭議啦，或者係有甚至可能頭先講話經濟學上面有好多嘅討論，或者有好多嘅弊病咧，我同意嘅。但係咧，嗰啲嘅經濟學上嘅討論咧，我哋交俾學者去做啦，係嘛？我哋呢個係一個議會嚟嘅。咁啊，議會咧，如果唔係立法會的話，區議會係嘛？我哋討論緊好多時係社會嘅啲利益嘅分配。點解利益嘅分配咧係就住呢個政治制度咧係去彰顯出嚟？咁呢一個租務咧，只不過非常之細嘅一個例子嚟嘅。咁呢個例子係好明顯地咧係利用政府政策，係用公權力咧係作一個咁樣嘅裁決。所以咧，我哋一間嘅投票力都係我哋自己的一個政治判斷，並不是咧我哋嘅叫做係學術上邊。嘅一個取態，呢啲咁嘅政治判斷咧，當然係基於自己嘅政治立場咧，亦都基於自己嘅可能啲價值觀係嘛。咁呢啲係價值觀啊，政治立場，我相信唔會有咩對錯嘅。咁但係只係睇即係大家所持嘅嗰個立場係點樣嘅啫。咁所以咧就我真係好希望啦，咁我咁多年嚟，其實喺議會入邊咧，都逢親有類似咁樣嘅議題咧，我都會咁樣講噶啦。我哋係需要咧，係去反思，即係香港呢個管治嘅哲學。我哋管治嘅哲學就係小政府大市場。我係一個資本主義者，我並不是一個社會主義者。我是資本主義者，但係咧，我真係強調翻頭先嗰句，我哋係需要咧係有個温情嘅資本主義。我記得上一次咧，有一個議題咧講到，我唔記得講到咩咧，唔好意思，我唔記得咗，但係咧就我引用過呢個丘吉爾嘅一句説話咧，就係即係丘吉爾咧，大家都對佢印象咧，只係一個首相啦，但係佢做過財政部大臣嘅，做過財政大臣嘅時候咧，佢就會吩咐佢嘅下屬去制定呢個財政預算案嘅時候咧，佢係記得需要有 compassion， 我哋需要對我哋嘅人民咧有呢種咁嘅 compassion， 如果唔係嘅話咧，我哋做唔好我哋份工，咁呢個係一個。我相信一個政治人物，即使不是政治家都好，我們不敢說自己是政治家，但是一個政治人物呢需要有的一種的關懷，是這麼多，謝謝。
Alright, it's a big issue. Angus, you like to
move? 對，主席，我想我都幾，即我不知道，我真的對於自己，即怎麼說呢，我都覺得今次的討論是即比想象中是即深化很多的，也是好，即都我不知道，我以前好像有聽過，但是即我想我今屆議會門都沒有嘗試過討論過一些這麼深入的東西，但是處理了幾件事先，第一件事就是一個真的很實務的東西的，剛剛都聽到阿波可能說即可能之後都希望邀請回即相關官員出席，我想這個是即 有這樣需要的，因為為什麼這樣說呢，其實呢現在看政府的論調的話呢，其實剛剛可能 Jonathan 也有說到就是那個水電的一個問題，水電的問題呢其實即政府就想著透過即標準租約嚟到處理啦，但係其實而家政府嗰個方案講嘅個租務管制咧，其實最大嘅問題咧就係冇嗰個嘅一個負責嘅部門啦，即係其實最後尾咧都係條例寫得喺度噶啦，你之後有咩唔妥嘅話咧，你咪去打官司咯。咁但係咧，其實咧你依一個狀況嘅時候咧，咁其實而家即係以前啦，即係有租務法庭啦，咁而家冇咗啦，咁但係其實而家咧，你咪擁咗啲人去做嗰啲小額錢債啊，去土地審裁處做咯。咁但係其實依啲嘅案例咧，其實對於即係租户嚟講咧，都係好大嘅爭議嚟嘅。我喺度做少少分享啦，我用30秒時間，即係其實正正咧就係水電點解會咁難做咧，就係因為水電濫收完之後咧，你投訴完佢咧，或者你攞去告佢之後咧，佢會吸咗你水電。這樣嘢咧係。是個租户是不會這樣告的，所以其實就如果今天有官員到的話，他可能他說得 更詳盡一點、那個、整個投訴機制，但是呢其實呢這件事呢就是正正就是為什麼就是一些民間團體說到就說希望有一個仲裁部門，就是希望有一個完善一點的租管，為什麼今天肯到入這個議即這個動議呢，正正就是這個意思。還有想少少的回應 Jonathan， 其實我絕對不同意，不能夠同意你那件事，就是說租務管制立法了之後劏房會少了，因為呢即個政府最後的公屋呢都是這麼少的時候，那些 的劏房呢是必然存在的，即你即信奉市場的時候呢，即市場呢也會因此應運而生這種商品，所以呢就這個位置少少不同意，我純粹是純粹無聊找東西應下，謝謝了。
Okay, I'm looking around the room. So we have gone far from Winston Churchill to arbitration and mediation mechanism for subdivided units. I can I see what the decision is, Mr. Engsholm, where the motion is being moved? Yeah. Okay, can we then do the motion right now? So if I read it out, to alleviate the burden of living of the grassroots who are suffering economic hardship and safeguard the grassroots rights to housing, we request the government of Hong Kong Special Administrative Region to implement tenancy control measures as soon as possible so as to stop the rising trend of rents of subdivided units, to control the situation of landlords overcharging water and electricity charges, and to work out a standard tenancy agreement for SDUs and lay down the implementation and review timetables. Quite a long motion. The motion is being moved. Who says yes? Supports? Is it? Are you supporting? You don't have to, but I'm just worried you're in your in the computer there. Yes. So all in support except for, you want to count? I abstain. Okay, I've been Andrew, is it Carl, Becky, Philip, Ben. Yeah. Okay, you're reading out. Janice here, Kevin, Chairman, is it Angus. Yeah. Okay, and who's? Oh, you're also okay. Good. And who's abstaining? Well, that's two of us. Three. Okay, objections? Nobody. All right. That's how many we got. We got 12, 4, and 3 abstentions. Yeah, but that is motion is passed. But I'd like to raise a few issues that came out of this. I think the information on 3 nils and SDUs in the Southern District, I believe that one is a good question to ask government to map it. So with the government officials here, is anybody has that information or can that information provide it? So Planning Department and Lands Department, if you could let us know whether that information can be provided shortly or at the next meeting at the latest. Planning, Lance, would you like to respond?
Yes, maybe later. Yeah, maybe later.
Yes. Later? Sorry, I can't hear you what you're saying.
Yeah, you mean
you will be able to provide that information after the meeting.
Yeah, you mean
information on SDUs and the subdivided units, so buildings with subdivided units and buildings that are 3 nils in the Southern District, to what extent and where they are and how many we got. Okay. The inventory of those problematic buildings. Could you provide that information after this meeting at some stage? Together with the Lands Department, can you compile that information? Okay, I believe that would be helpful if we can get that information. Now, Mr. Kevin, you raised an issue about getting a follow-up from Home Affairs Bureau Department on the issue about the acceptability of this agenda item and motion. You want to pursue that matter, and should I confirm with HAD that they will provide that information, that response? Yes. Yes. Okay. So we'll do that, and it's noted here by the secretary. Okay, that's fine with me where you get the information, as long as you can work together with the planning department to compile that information so we get one response. Yeah. You're both working for the Development Bureau, so that should be all right for you to coordinate, I'm sure. Okay.